tuning in to the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we continue here. We had Mama Allie with us, for those of you just tuning in on the first hour of the program. She was updating us. She's an underground restaurateur, if you want to call her that. She essentially cooks food and delivers it, has it delivered to people without begging the government for permission for a license or having to pay fees and bribes to the government bureaucrats. And, of course, the government doesn't like that very much, so they are after her. And she's very heroic for doing so. But I think Mac is on the line, wants to comment on that situation. Mac, in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Mac, how are you? Good to hear from you.
First of all, I want to say I got some food from Mama Allie today, and
really,
I'm glad to say I'm not sick. I'm not dead.
I thought you were in Macon. Is that? I thought.
No, I'm in Savannah.
Oh,
I'm
okay, Savannah. Cool. Did you find out about her from our show, or did you already know about her before she came on?
On Chan Lupo, he told me about Mama Allie and what she was doing, and. And I always like good food, so I said, I want to try.
That's fantastic. That's how you do it, man. It's word of mouth. In the restaurant business, it's word of mouth. And if you've got good food and it's coming out of your home kitchen, you're still going to be fine. In fact, you'll be more likely to be better off because you don't have all the overhead that the restaurants do. So I'm glad that she's out there making people feel full.
I do have one regret.
What's that?
I wish that I knew that she was doing what she was doing downtown because... You know, I still drive cabs part-time, and I go hungry all night some nights because I really don't want to eat fast food, and that's all that's there, you know, after a certain time.
Well, now you know. I mean, she's available 24 hours a day from what I understand. I wish we had that service here in Keene. I wish that kind of service was available in more places. I mean, 24-hour delivery of homemade food?
Oh, yeah. Delivery is great, yes.
Cheap homemade food? what could be better?
And just want to let Mama Allie know if she needs another security guard, got my number, give me a holler.
Awesome.
I back well, up.
Head over to her Facebook profile, and I'm sure you can friend up with her there and talk to her in more greater detail about what else is going on. So, Mac, anything else you want to share tonight?
I did want to share about the gun situation, but if you have time,
What kind of gun situation are we talking about?
Back in September... I got arrested for pointing a gun at another. What happened was my fiance's ex-husband, assaulted me and my fiance, and I ended up having to draw down on him.
Oh, my.
And you used to be an MP in the military, right?
I'm still in the reserves.
Okay, just want to make sure that people understand.
So what's going on?
And, as of now, they've got everything put on hold. I'm requesting a jury trial, but... from what I was told, that the area that I'm going to court in hasn't had a jury trial in 26 years. It's probably going to take at least a year for them to...
Wow. Speedy trial. Now, wait, what are they charging you with?
Disorderly conduct and pointing a gun at another.
Even though this guy was out of control and trying to hurt your fiance?
Yeah.
You still got charged with something. Amazing.
They won't press charge against him. At the same time.
Any chance you got charged for, like, being too black?
I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay. Was he black?
No.
Interesting.
But if anybody wants to get any more information, if they want to see the in-person interview that I did with Taryn with the Low Country Liberty Report, just go to www.lclreport.com and look up the... interview with the title, Savannah Activist Pull Gun on Attacker and Gets Arrested.
Hey, Mac, the reason they probably didn't charge him is it would hurt the charges that they have against you. One of the things you might be able to do is file a motion for a right to speedy trial, and that may get the whole thing dismissed if they can't pull their act together in enough time.
Good suggestion. Give that one a shot, Mac, and let us know what happens, all right?
All right.
Appreciate hearing from you. That was not, by the way, legal advice. It was just a
suggestion. No, just what I would do.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Sam, and Mark. How are you?
Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Obama's health care plan, which, did you watch it on TV?
No. I wouldn't be able to handle watching a politician speak for much longer than 30 seconds.
I watched a good part of it, and it only reinforces what I believe, and that is it's not even socialized medicine, it's communist care. And what I mean by that is that Obama said at the beginning of his health care plan that he would not pay for this plan on the backs of the hardworking people on Main Street by including millions and millions of illegal aliens. That's a lie. At the end of the day, he will pay for it on the backs of the hardworking people, and these illegal aliens will get health care at our expense, of course. And what I'm saying is Obama is just merely a Gentile front for Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod.
I don't know about that. Is that an attack on Jewish people, Scott?
Saul Alinsky, yeah, yes. You asked me an honest question, and in many regards, this smacks of Jewish communism. And Acorn, you've heard of Saul Alinsky, haven't you?
I've heard the name. Who is he?
He was a radical in the 60s. He's deceased. And Obama, that was his mentor. George Soros is the international Jewish banker who bankrolled Obama. So
you know what? I'd just like to let you know this, Scott. The consultant that we consult with for this talk radio show is also a Jewish guy.
Well, Acorn is part of this.
Doesn't this entire thing? I mean, doesn't that make you believe that we're part of some sort of grand worldwide Jewish conspiracy to control the world?
Yes, I do.
Of the Jewish elite?
I believe that we have a super government. It's stated in Protocol Number 5 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I do believe that, and I believe that this is just expanding our communist government, our banking system, the auto industry.
Is it possible that there could be free market Jews?
Yes, there are. There are capitalist Jews, and they control Wall Street.
No. Well, is it possible that there are Jews that love liberty, Murray Rothbard?
It's very complex. The films of anti-Semitism. You need to read a book.
Wait a minute. That wasn't an answer,
Friedman.
You need to read a book called...
No. I'm not going to take any book recommendations from you, Scott.
Why
I'm sorry.
Is that?
I've got enough books that I need to read that I've already decided I want to read, and your recommendations don't have credibility because, well, you're bigoted.
They have tremendous credibility.
You didn't answer the question, Scott. Mark, can you ask that question again?
Is it possible that there are Jews out there in the freedom movement that don't want to control the world and the monetary system and all that other stuff?
You mean in the libertarian movement?
Yes, in the libertarian movement. Fine.
I would have to suppose, knowing Jews the way that that they're radicals, yes, I would say that there are in the libertarian movement.
Because there are a lot.
Well, how does that jive with your viewpoint on Jewish people? I mean, are they part of the Jewish cabal to control the world? Are they like double agents or what?
They are all, there's three groups. I mean, you asked me a question, I want to answer it. There's three groups of Jews: international capitalist Jews, international Zionist Jews, and international communist Jews. And those three have wreaked tremendous havoc in the United States and the world.
Okay, so Tim Geithner, is he a Jew?
No, he's a Gentile.
Okay, so he took $13 billion and got that over to his buddies at Goldman Sachs so that they could get by on the bad bets they made on AIG. And he also gave himself bonuses and gave himself a waiver and ripped off the American people, and now they're starting to do that again. So how is it that...
He's a Gentile front, which Henry Ford...
you said there are three categories of Jews. What are the liberty-loving Jews? What category are they in? Because it didn't sound like any of those categories were very liberty-loving.
I didn't get that either.
I would say that they would be under Zionist, perhaps socialist.
You don't sound too sure of yourself there.
Yes, yeah. I am. Socialist communist Jews.
So the liberty-loving Jews are socialist communist Jews.
I met a Jew that worked at McDonald's the other day. Which category are they in?
Impossible. No Jew works at McDonald's.
I'm telling you.
No Jew works at McDonald's, Mark. You were wrong, apparently. Thanks for the call, Scott. Well, Scott knows everything about Jews. Can't you tell? Apparently, all right, we're coming up here. You can bring up anything. We'll talk about dogs and licensing coming up. There's a crackdown in Los Angeles. 800-259-9231. Is it your dog or theirs? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to five different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including our various different updates. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on our email list, get a chance at winning some lightsaber replicas, as well as a real sword, as a matter of fact, like a valuable actual replica of a sword that some king died with. holding in his hands or something like that.
It's a replica of it, yeah.
Yeah. So you can win that stuff if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. You can also clue in via our Twitter feed and our Facebook profile at twitter.freetalklive.com and facebook.freetalklive.com, but you can't win prizes through those two options at this time. So just so you know.
So have you ever lost power? Well, a lot of people have lost power around the nation in the last couple of days, especially up here in the Northeast. It's inconvenient for sure, and maybe even debilitating. Now imagine you could flip a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator, and not nearly the maintenance. Go to MySolarBackup.com now and check it out. You're the one who's responsible for providing for your family's safety. MySolarBackup.com.
All right, we continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Mama Allie was on earlier with us, and she mentioned dog licensing. So figured I actually had something that I was hanging on to we can talk about in reference to that, because they are cracking down in Los Angeles. The L.A. Times reports there are 4 million people in the city of Los Angeles, and who knows how many dogs. Of its canine residents, the city is sure only of this. About 120,000 are licensed, as required by law, and a lot of others are not. Nobody has ever done a census. It's anyone's guess how many there are out there, said Kathy Davis, the head bureaucrat of the L.A. Department Animal Services, who declined to pick a number. She said, but we certainly don't assume we have all of them licensed. In this time of budget cuts, that spells an opportunity for revenue. Dogs don't make money, but the city council is betting that going after their owners for license fees will help fill L.A.'s cash-starved coffers. A license for a sterilized dog costs $15. An owner with an unaltered dog has to pay $100, plus possibly $120 more for the breeder's license technically required for unaltered dogs. If, as Council President Eric Garcetti contends, roughly two-thirds of the city's dogs are not licensed, that could mean at least an additional $3.6 million in fees, even if all those scofflaw dog owners paid only the lowest license fee. On Tuesday, the council unanimously approved a motion to have the Department of Animal Services coordinate with the Department of Water and Power, which keeps a handy database from its meter readers of residences with dogs. The task of locating unlicensed dogs falls to 8 full-time canvassers for the Department of Animal Services who roam the city looking for canines with no licenses or expired licenses and handing out information on spaying and neutering. Now, there's more to the story here, but just kind of looking at the setup here so far. So they have 8 full-time bureaucrats. Who knows how many part-timers? But let's just look at that. 8 full-time bureaucrats working for the city of Los Angeles. What do you think they make?
Well, what's a 40 grand probably.
40 grand each. So
in Los Angeles, I'll bet more.
Maybe 60, yeah, easily. Yeah.
Let's call it 50 though, just to, you know, just to kind of be safe there. So at $50,000 a year times 8, that's, you know, that's a cool $400,000 a year just for staffing.
Well, that's just what you're paying them, but then you've got their insurance and you can pretty much double that number. Right.
The budget of the actual department is probably much higher.
So you're talking $1 million.
Okay, so basically they're willing to spend $1 million a year, essentially, on the speculation that these guys will go around and actually be able to roust up some fees.
Well, even more funny is they've been spending $1 million a year in order to not get the fees. You know what I mean? That's just how
And they're still saying it's two-thirds. They're still saying it's two-thirds of the dogs they believe are unlicensed.
This has been their job all along.
So
now they've decided to do it. Well, we've had this department for God knows how long, decades after decades. Now we're going to do our jobs.
And what's most concerning to me about this story is that they're using the meter readers as spies.
Mm-hmm. That's another reason you don't want the government providing you with goods and services, people.
Yep.
Just a few miles from City Hall, canvassers Carlos Lane and Alex Marquez were going door to door Tuesday afternoon on a quiet South L.A. street. In a day, they'll canvass as many as 50 homes, chatting with residents in English and Spanish, and convincing people who suspiciously eye their uniforms of dark green slacks and jackets that they are neither police nor immigration officers. After I've had a chance to talk to them, the walls come down, says Lane, who sometimes has to extricate himself from chatty residents' living rooms in order to get on with his work. Asking for the license money can be awkward. Do I have to do it today? Said Juan Miramontes, who rents out a party equipment and was told he owed a $100 license fee for his unaltered pit bull Spike. I can come back Tuesday.
Marquez offered. Oh, my God. They're coming back.
What,
like paper boys.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And what do you want to bet when somebody's kid answers the door that they're not going to say, you know, hey, is your parents home? But, hey, do you have a dog?
Yeah, that's it's creepy.
I mean, don't you have to be over 18 to be questioned by authority? Well, they're not police, so
right.
they can
right.
do whatever they want. This makes them more dangerous.
And here's the, I guess the fundamental question here is do these people own your dog? Because if they do, then they can charge you rent on an annual basis in order to keep that
dog.
Well,
what do you think happens if you don't pay up? I mean, these guys are saying they aren't the police, but that doesn't mean they won't file a report with the police saying, hey, you know, Juan over here at 3rd Street won't pay up. He said he was going to give us this money, and he's got this dog, and so here's your evidence. Go get him.
Yeah, I came to the door, and he said go chalupa myself on the when it came to the dog, and you know, there you go.
Well, they may just put a lien on the property, but if you're a renter, then I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know. It would all depend on how their ordinances are listed, whether they would lien somebody on it seems unlikely they would put a lien on, because then that would be making the landlord responsible for it. I don't know. Not that they wouldn't do something.
They certainly
like
do that every other time on every other issue as far as a landlord goes.
But if they're putting pressure on the residents and the resident who's the person living at the home that might be a rental, if the person living there believes they're going to be hit with a misdemeanor, that is likely going to kick most people into gear to get them to pay up. So the canvassers do a dance of asking and negotiating while offering information on spaying and neutering. Iraq War veteran Omar Levaya, owner of an unaltered Cocker Spaniel, Sonny, handed over $100 on the spot, even though he's unemployed.
Nice. I mean, this is the really sick part of this that I was going to mention earlier. They're saying the city's strapped for cash. There's a reason the city's strapped for cash. It's because there's an economic downturn. Yeah. But the city won't cut its budget.
No.
Everybody else out there is cutting, making PB&J sandwiches to take to work these days. But the city bureaucrats are still getting paid.
Actually, they're getting paid more money.
Yep.
They're getting raises.
They are getting raises.
The federal job was $70,000.
They make more than we do, and they get raises every single year.
Cost of living raises.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And pretty soon, that something's going to happen because Americans just aren't going to put up with this class of loafers that they support.
You think?
At some point.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I appreciate the optimism, Mark.
The dog police? Come on.
The guy paid up, man. I mean, he gave him $100 on the spot. There's more, though, to the story. We'll get to that. 800-259-9231. One tip. If the government bureaucrats are coming to your front door, don't answer it. You have no obligation to talk to them. Even if they say, oh, it's no problem. I'm not a police officer. Not immigration. You can talk to me. I just want to get $100 from you. I mean, don't talk to them. More coming up. You can bring up anything here. 800-259-9231. Do you have an encounter with the animal control you want to share with us?
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit-forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family's survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. And we've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit almost anything there at wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
You ain't making those extra trips out to get the grocery bags. For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totosack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S., designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Pretty much, I think the best and most common thing that's used for is carrying the grocery bags, though. It's the Totosack. Go over and see one today at TOTASAK.com. You can get a family pack there at Totosack.com.
We're talking about a crackdown happening in Los Angeles, where the cash-strapped city, as it is being described in the L.A. Times, is sending bureaucrats around going door to door using a list of names, using a list of homes that they gleaned from one of their utility departments that have dogs at them. So basically the utility guys take notes when they go around to read meters, like angry dog here, that kind of thing. And so they use that information to target people who don't have licenses for their dogs, as though there's some sort of obligation upon you to give the government money in order to own a pet, in order to help out, essentially, by taking a pet off the hands of an organization like the Humane Society, for instance, and, you know, take care of an animal. So they're cracking down because they need cash, and that's what they're telling the story about here, where Iraq War veteran Omar Levaya, or Leva, rather, the owner of an unaltered Cocker Spaniel, handed over $100 on the spot to the bureaucrat, even though he's unemployed. And this is what he had to say for himself. He says, "I'm sure there are people who don't want to pay, but that's not the case here. It's my dog." What does that even mean? Is he saying that he's so proud to be paying for this because it's his dog and he doesn't mind paying his license fee because he's a good, obedient citizen?
It's his responsibility to do whatever the bureaucrats come to his door and tell him to do.
If it was 500, he would have come up with 500, right? I mean, it's just an arbitrary number.
Well, when you think about the people that get the vanity plates and things like that, you know, when I go to the, you know, the DMV, I pay them as little as possible in order to get the government serial number stuck to the back of my car. But you know, but some people will get the special plates, the vanity plates, and I think to some extent there's a customization aspect to it. But another aspect is it's sort of a pride. It's pride that the government is now recognizing that you are driving and, you know, that kind of thing. So I felt it before in going to get these things. So.
You felt pride?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
It's been quite some time.
Okay. Marquez, one of the enforcers, but remember, he's very, very he's very, very clear with people that he approaches to let them know he's not a police officer or an immigration officer. He's just an animal control officer, which means he is also in completely possible. It's completely possible for him to assist the government in bringing charges against people. Anyway, he carried a thick ledger listing names of dogs, licenses, current or lapsed, status altered or unaltered. They visit those homes as well as all the unlisted residents.
Does he check the dogs to see if they're altered or not? You know, grab down there.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, are they just going on your word as to whether your dog is altered?
And how long do these licenses last? Because
that's a good question.
They're lapsed.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not,
one
I'm
year.
Not sure.
$100
was it a year?
A year?
Is it a year?
It always is. I mean, if you were an organization that used force to get what you want, would you give people a lifetime license or would you give them an annual license?
Yeah, it would make the most sense if it were a year. If you can clarify that, let us know. 800-259-9231, especially if you've got a story about an encounter with an animal control officer. So they visit all of the homes. So they're visiting the homes of the dogs with a license. They're visiting the homes of a dog without a license. I guess they probably figure if you visit the homes with dogs with licenses, that even if they're current on their payments, there's a chance they might have a new dog that they haven't licensed yet. And since they were so obedient the first time, they'll likely pay up the second time.
Well, when bullies go to the playground, they go after the ones that pay.
Yes.
Can you imagine a family that just had puppies? Jackpot.
Yep, exactly. And since that would be an unaltered dog, so they'd have
and
to make sure that
breeding license, so there's another 120.
Exactly.
And those dogs wouldn't be fixed, so maybe they would. Wow,
yeah.
This is really profitable.
Well, I don't know if it's profitable. That's really the question here is, you know, they've been spending $1 million a year or
only
whatever
the government could lose money at it, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would make good money if I could go around to people's houses and collect, you know, between $15 and $100 from everybody who had a dog. And if they didn't, then I would send some armed gang after them. You know, that would be an entirely different situation, but only the government can do that.
So they're visiting regular homes of people that have licenses or lapsed licenses, as well as unlisted residences, searching for dogs that have never been registered. Common sense and observation skills hold them in good stead, ferreting out dogs as well as staying clear of angry ones and their irritated owners. Not all dogs bark, but there are other clues. Chicken wire grating on a fence, a water bowl. There's another telltale sign, said Lane, pointing at a front porch. Doghouse. As they stood outside the fence, like little dog investigators. As they stood outside the fence around Ingrid Torres's home, Marquez asked about the four dogs listed at the home. Is Ringo here? Is Rocky here?
She's asking the name.
No, she said. They were long gone. Only Astro, the German Shepherd, and Rocky II, a pit bull with ice blue eyes, energetically barking inside the fence.
You'd think
residence.
If he cared so much, they'd have sent a little, you know, our regrets on the death of Rocky.
And Rocky II's license had expired. Torres went
Rocky's
into her.
Dead, isn't he?
No, Rocky II's
Rocky
alive.
II. Come on.
The poor lady's lost these animals, and he's there collecting on the one live dog.
Torres went into her home and came back out clutching her toddler and $15 in cash for the renewal.
What's it he got the baby for?
That's what I thought for a moment.
What?
It's her.
I'm
Ingrid.
A little short. You want the kid?
Ingrid. It's Ingrid.
They already own it.
They do.
The bureaucrat stayed outside. She went in, brought her toddler out, and $15 in cash. It was canvassers.
We're licensing kids now, too.
I'm surprised they didn't hit her with a late fee.
I just wonder, why is it that they can license a dog and not license a kid?
Maybe they just haven't thought of it yet.
I just don't think they can get away with it.
Maybe they have, maybe they, well, maybe you probably pay a tax on your kid when you have it at the hospital, don't you think?
What do you mean?
Do you think they tax you when you have a live birth?
I haven't gone.
Live birth tax or something?
I haven't had to get it.
You didn't. I know that. I know. I'm just saying, don't you think they would? But yeah, you're right. Why not have a yearly tax?
Well, what is a Social Security number? I mean, that's a tax. That's a license that they use to extort money from you for the rest of your life.
It's not on the kid, it's on the adult once they start working.
Once they start working, yeah, but very close.
Well, let's see. Do they tax you for your kids? Yeah, not specifically. I mean, you're paying property taxes whether you have kids or not. So you're right, Mark. Don't give them any ideas. All right, so we continue here. Torres comes back out with $15. It was canvassers who suggested during the city council public comments last week that they would find more unlicensed dogs if they could access the DWP data, that is the data from the Department of Water or whatever. Garcetti says the stepped-up effort to license dogs is good for the city as well as the canvassers. Yeah, it's good for the city, meaning the city government. It's not good for the people that they're extracting $100 fees from because, well, they could be using that money to put food on the table or pay their mortgages or pay their rent or something else productive. Says the bureaucrat, it'll be a real loss to the community if we lose the services they provide. This will help protect their jobs as well as the services.
Which services?
The city?
Going around and collecting the money from
people. When they're not going out getting these fines, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what they do, though. I mean, that's what he's talking about, right? The service of extracting money from people? I guess they're suggesting that the money might go toward, like, the animal wealth, the animal control office in the city. I think that might be the suggestion.
As if, me taking care of my dog has anything to do with other people not taking care of theirs. I mean,
but it's a service, Mark.
Yeah,
it's a service.
Right.
Without your fees, we can't run this service. And then we just have dogs running around everywhere. You don't
It'll
want that,
be
do
anarchy.
You? You don't want that, do you? Right, but that's what they're saying here. If we weren't out here collecting these fees, then the city wouldn't be able to offer its services, and it'll help protect their jobs and help protect the services. I mean, what? Or don't you love your community? Don't you love your community? Why don't you just hand over the $100? We don't want to have to call the cops now.
Right. I thought you were asking me if I love my community.
Yeah, if you love your community,
so are these the love police?
Hand it over.
Cash. It's the love police.
We don't take checks. No credit cards. Don't you love how the government always charges you the credit card fee, too? If they ever offer you credit card as an option to pay for one of their services, they always tack on the 3% fee or whatever it is that the credit card company is charging them,
yep.
Whereas regular business owners build it into the price, the cost of the product. All right, there's more coming up. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
At 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that link, it sets a little cookie on your machine that tells Amazon that you came from Free Talk Live, and that means that they'll send us a percentage of the purchase. So you can buy brand new, you can buy used in a few dozen different categories. There's just so much stuff that they have at Amazon, everything from groceries to, of course, their tremendous selection of books, DVDs, and other wonderful items.
I just bought a part for one of my tripods, saved $12, and you guys got a cut of it.
Awesome. It's great when Amazon has the best price, and they frequently do have the best price. So go ahead and do your shopping over to amazon.freetalklive.com. I actually just bought something here last night myself. I picked up one of those Wi-Fi alarm clock radios.
I have one of those.
Yeah. I know you had. Was yours the alarm clock one? Or you just like, oh, really?
Oh, okay. No way. It'll play internet streams?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I got to get one.
Yeah, it was I think it was on sale. It was $90. Regular MSRP was something like $150.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean, you can tune into thousands of streams from around the world with this one little clock radio. And, you know, I've got a clock radio with the CD player in it, but I figured I wanted to be able to listen to the Liberty Radio Network when I'm waking up in the morning. So that's why I
listen to it on there, and you know, because you never know it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's the idea, because it's just a looping. Liberty Radio Network is just a loop of several podcasts, so there's no specific air times for those shows, except the few live shows that we put on. So Free Talk Live, when it's live, is on. Obviously, I'm not waking up at that time. You know, let's see, what else do we have that's not the other scheduled shows on the network are Free Minds Radio on Sunday afternoons, and then Talkback from WKBK on Saturday mornings. But outside of that, it's just a looping podcast, so you tune in at noon any day, it's going to be likely a different program every single time. You can go to LibertyRadioNetwork.com if you want to learn more about that. Mark, you've got something you want to share with us here tonight. Oh, yeah, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So what do you want to share tonight, Mark? You've got something about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, still going on. This is from
5 years later.
Yeah, the HuffingtonPost.com. New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina's chaotic aftermath, police shot 6 people, killing 2, as they tried to cross a bridge in search of food.
For years,
an illegal bridge crossing.
Yes. For years, the case was a shocking symbol of the confusion and violence that swept through the flooded city. On Wednesday, it became a mark of shame for the police department. As victims' relatives watched from the courtroom gallery, a retired lieutenant who supervised the department's probe of the shootings pleaded guilty to orchestrating a cover-up to conceal the police gunning down unarmed citizens.
So he didn't do the gunning down, he just orchestrated the cover-up.
There you go.
Wow, this is a real deep one. Then.
Internal investigations? Mm. Oh, my goodness, the cops are always so good at that. All right. Michael Lohman, a 21-year veteran of the force, pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Prosecutors said Lohman and other unidentified officers conspired to fabricate witness statements, falsify reports of the incident, and plant a gun in an attempt to make it appear the killings were justified.
Oh, my gosh.
U.S. Attorney Jim Letton said the investigation is continuing and would not say whether higher-ranking officials of the police department might be involved. Lohman's plea brought at least some closure to families of victims and the best known of several violent incidents that raised questions about police conduct immediately after Katrina. The shootings happened on September the 4th, 2005, 6 days after the storm smashed levees and flooded 80% of the city. Survivors said the officers fired at unarmed people who were crossing to get food at a grocery store. The officers claimed they opened fire only after being shot at. Ronald Madison, 40, mentally disabled, and James Brissett, 19, were killed and four others were wounded. We are very, very happy about the progress that the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department have made, said Rommel Madison, Ronald's brother. The people of New Orleans should be relieved that there's still justice for everybody here. Lohman's plea marked the first conviction in the case. Seven officers were charged with murder or attempted murder, but a state judge threw out all the charges. Federal authorities then stepped in to investigate. The federal prosecutor said Lohman is cooperating with
investigators. So the cops were charged initially with attempted murder or murder, and a judge threw out the charges.
Yes.
For all seven.
Yes. That's because they, obviously.
Couldn't possibly have done that. Yeah. There are officers.
There you go.
That's
the story. Yeah.
So those guys are not being charged at this moment. There's only the one lieutenant that is currently indicted
right, but
and
he is,
found guilty.
He's going to be cooperating. So the dominoes will fall in this particular case. Likely they will.
Okay.
But the thing that I think that needs to be that's most important here is that this is the internal investigations guy. He got caught on this huge case trying to falsify stuff, but I'm of the opinion that many of the internal investigations, and I don't think all of them, but many of them that, you know, the police are exonerated in, just go to show that, the IA guys, they're on their side.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a 21-year veteran. I mean, how long has he been doing
this? He worked with these people. That's how they do it. They don't bring them in from elsewise. I mean, they're cops. And they're cops that hang out with other cops.
Right. Why would when you watch the TV shows, though, they make it seem like IA is the internal affairs is just the most hated of all the police officers.
Propaganda.
Yeah. Well, maybe there are some real hardcore IA officers out there somewhere, but
find me the news story. Ian.
Yeah. It certainly doesn't seem like it, because almost every time, whenever the police are accused of something, doing something nasty. In this case, murdering people, shooting them in cold blood.
Trying to get some food from across, being the wrong color and trying to cross a bridge.
They claim, well, don't worry, we're going to investigate this. And then later on, if it hasn't been completely brushed under the rug by that time, because they just figure everybody will forget about it, which normally they do. But if some news organization actually bothers to follow up a few weeks later to find out what transpired with the investigation, they normally find that, well, you know, we did look into it, and it turns out they followed it, followed the book.
Yep, everything's fine here. Move along.
Nothing to see here. So, you know, I remember, Mark, when we were talking about the Hurricane Katrina debacle and the aftermath and just the confusion and everything that was going on back then, it was covered fairly extensively on this program at that time. We did talk about a bridge crossing. I presume,
yes.
Was it the one where they were going into, was it Jefferson Parish?
The story isn't specific.
I don't recall exactly the detail, but there was a group of people that had determined that there might be some help across this bridge.
Yeah.
This was one of the ways out of the devastated area that they were in. And they were, the report at that time was that shots were being fired into the air. In order to scare them away. Not that that's safe or anything, because, well,
bullets come down.
Yeah, what goes up must come down. But it sounds to me like they actually were targeted, in this story at least, that they were targeted. The shots were fired at the people, not just up into the air. That's really frightening.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where your government, though. I mean, wait a minute. This can't be. How could this be the case? The government's there to keep us safe. The government's there in disasters. They say, I mean, the George Bush, Barack Obama, they always say things like it's our job to keep people safe. This is why we have FEMA and things like that, right? I mean, it's, they're supposed to help people.
Not really.
Not a lot of evidence of that.
They actually took the opportunity to tear down all of the housing projects that the people on welfare used to live in the city. One of them was condemned that wasn't even touched by the floodwaters. They never even reached it, but they went ahead and condemned it because of the damage to the
Because they were
building.
Condemning everything else.
Well, yeah. If they tear it down, they can build new ones, right?
Yeah, well, no, they put a golf course in on one of them. Another one was a high-end development for rich white people to live in the city. So the black folks, they can go somewhere else.
Well, how is it that the mayor, I've heard of him there. I can't remember who he is.
Negan?
But he's basically elected because he's black by black people.
They're politicians. They're all criminals. He's influenced and persuaded by the money. He doesn't care
so
about
the
people anymore. Yeah, okay. They're bought and paid for.
All right.
Well, he can talk like he cares, but he doesn't really. All right, so let's talk to Jeremy. You can bring up anything. Jeremy in Alaska, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
Good to talk with you.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was like the doggy issue, you know. I have a nice-looking golden retriever's my best friend, you know. Mm-hmm. And like in Ketchikan, during tourist season, they have, like, the leash Nazis that go around and write people tickets, you know, down in Ketchikan. But in Juneau, they got the best, like, leash command law that I've ever seen. It's like voice command. You don't necessarily have to have them on a leash unless your dog is an idiot that won't mind.
That makes sense.
You know?
That's pretty reasonable.
I have a good dog, so I tell him to go play. He understands. I tell him to stay by me. He understands.
Do you license your dog there in Juneau?
No, you don't have to do that here. But like down in Montana in Browning, they just let them run around and panhandle at them.
That's anarchy. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you, man. And that's good that there are still some places in this country there you don't have to, or they don't demand that you pony up cash for the right to take care of a dog. Well, coming up, you can bring up anything. Hour number three is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.